The segulas associated with having a malava malka. As recorded in Shulchan Aruch in chapter 300, it is a mitzvah and a muvcher to have a meal out of respect for Shabbos, to escort it with honor while it is leaving, and this meal became known as malava malka. Various segulas have been associated with this meal, which we will now delineate. Aside, of course, for the reason, according to halacha, according to Nigla, that it's done out of kavod Shabbos, to show respect for the leave of Shabbos by having a meal after the Shabbos departure. According to Kabbalah, the purpose of having malava malka meal is in order to draw down the holiness of Shabbos into all the meals of the weekday. As it's known, as explained in Sifrei Kabbalah and Chassidus, that the meals eaten on Shabbos have a special elevation, of which the pleasure found within the foods is considered to contain no evil, as opposed to and in contrast to the weekday meals, in which a person can end up nurturing the side of evil by engaging in overindulgence of pleasure in food. So the Arizal says the purpose of the malava malka is to give an injection of holiness to also the foods eaten during the week. It's recorded in the Beis Yosef that there is a certain bone in the body called the luz bone, which does not benefit or nurture from any food other than the food eaten during malava malka. This bone is created from the essence of man's seed and cannot be destroyed, not in fire, nor through a grinder, nor through erosion. It lasts forever and is what Hashem will use to build the body by the resurrection. And the reason that this bone is everlasting is because it did not benefit from the tree of good and evil. So the purpose of malava malka meal is to nurture and feed this bone. The Kaf HaChaim brings that in merit of eating malava malka, when a spirit from needing to experience chibbut hakever after his passing. Chibbut hakever is purgatory of the grave, is a process of cleansing of the body after a person's passing to get rid of all of the impurities that have been entered into it through its indulgence in physical pleasures. And the eating of malava malka, says the Kaf HaChaim, spears one from needing to experience chibbut hakever or experience it to such a high degree. He likewise writes that even if one is very satiated, he should push himself to eat this meal, as it will protect his health and save him from needing to eat medicines. So another school of four, the malava malka, is to prevent one from needing a refuah, to prevent one from getting sick and needing to be healed and need medicines. It is likewise recorded in the name of Abimelech Milozhinsk that the eating of lava malka is a skula for women to have an easy birth. And the part is, as part of this skula, they are to explicitly state that they are eating the food out of respect for this meal of malava malka. Another interesting skula recorded by the Kaf HaChaim is of the eating of freshly baked bread on Matzei Shabbos as a skula to prevent depression. The Maritz Geis writes that the meal of the malava malka is a skula for parnasa. And in the Minchas Shabbos, in chapter 85, Sif Katan Lamed, he states in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that in merit of eating malava malka, one is spared from having thoughts of heresy and is saved from damage from injury. In a future lesson, we will discuss the exact obligatory status of the malava malka meal. Is it an actual obligation, a mere mitzvah, a hidden mitzvah, and other details relating to it.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.